Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula, bar none. They'll check out Tony and Tony over there. They're doing some great work.
They do great work.
So today's Man Law is, if you've known a guy for more than 24 hours, his sister is off limits forever, unless you actually marry her.
Well, yeah, so there's a time when you have to cross that line, because I'm thinking you're going to spend a little bit of time with her before you marry her. But so that one's got that's man law.
So if you don't marry her, you violated.
Yeah, right.
You lose
your
card.
You get a retroactive penalty.
So let's talk about chili at deer camp real quickly, because we only have a few minutes. But
depending on the length of your deer camp.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, if you're going for a 2 or 3 day weekend, I would advocate that if you're doing it rustic and you're not in the Hilton like I do, but if you're doing it rustic, prep ahead a little bit. You can take and cut up your vegetables. I use a little bit more coarse chop in a chili. The beans all come in a jar or a can. You can do that. But getting cutting boards out and getting knives out and all of that stuff, generally you don't have enough table space. So you can do that stuff at home. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Leave it sealed. Put it in the bottom of your cooler where it's going to stay cold until you're ready to make that chili. Great tip there, because – and even you can even cut up tomatoes. They come in a can if you want fresh ones. Your aromas will hold for a couple days cut up.
So if you're bringing a tripod, like my big Dutch oven has a tripod.
Hangs over the fire, right?
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. Or I also have a tripod with a grate that our boys from Born to Grill gave us.
Up in Muskegon area, sure.
But – If you have the tripod with your Dutch oven, you can actually leave the lid on, keep it over your smoky small fire, and get a really nice smoke effect to your chili while you're making it. And that's a really nice way to do your chili too. If you like a little smokiness on your food, and I'm thinking if you're listening to this show, you probably do like smoke.
Yeah, a little smokiness on everything, because we're kind of advocates for all of that. But when you put your chili together, Bob, what kind of seasonings? I mean, is it just chili powder, or is there something that you put a little twist in there? A lot of times people will put a little jar or a can, rather, of crushed pineapple in there if you want to get just a little bit sweeter profile. I know that I've got some friends that do that. That's not necessarily my favorite. Chili needs to have a little bit of a bite in the back.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, whereas the pineapple tends to soften that bite a little bit.
Hmm.
So, you know, but that's something that you can do if you're going somewhere and you have somebody made chili for you and it's too strong, you don't like it, is a little bit of sugar or a little bit of fruit.
Well, the sugar cuts the acidity.
Right.
So if you find that it's got too tangy of a flavor, a little bit of sugar, brown sugar, will tame that right down.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really a basic thing. It's cumin, garlic, sea salt, crushed pepper. I use a little cayenne, and I also use chili powder.
Right.
And that's really it. And then a good variety of peppers. If you cut up some poblano, some serrano, jalapeno, green pepper, and banana peppers, you get a real nice medley of peppers. The bigger blend of peppers you use, in my opinion, the broader. My mouth's watering thinking about chili
now.
But what I actually do is I make my chili up in advance, and I throw it in a Ziploc bag and bring it in the cooler.
Great
just
idea.
To save the
then
time.
Then you don't even have to cook it. You're just warming
it
up.
Yeah.
Great idea. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out this weekend in your backyard. Fire up a grill or smoker, even a deep fryer. It's great fishing right now. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.